I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My first guest, Dr. Dean R. Silver, is board certified, specializing in cardiology, internal medicine, and anti-aging medicine. He has been giving life-changing medical information speeches for over a decade. Dr. Silver draws from his own medical experience as well as his background in cardiology and internal medicine to offer patients a more natural, personalized approach to the treatment and prevention of serious disease. In 2000, Dr. Silver was diagnosed with lymphoma, a cancer of the lymph nodes. Rather than undergo traditional chemotherapy and radiation treatments, he treated his condition with alternative modalities such as detoxification, vitamins, hormones, and dietary changes. He is now cancer-free. Combining his unique natural approach with his advanced medical training, Dr. Silver promotes overall health and strives to keep patients out of the hospital and feeling their best. He believes that disease prevention is the key to a long-term health and offers patients various techniques to relieve symptoms, reverse the effect of serious conditions, and help turn back the hands of time. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dr. Silver, and I look forward to hearing about natural treatments for cancer.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Now, first, you say you are a board-certified physician who practices natural treatment. Now, in what situations would you use or recommend conventional treatment, and in which situations natural treatments?
Yeah, I believe that the future of cancer therapy is here now, and I am involved with personalized cancer care. So we know that early screening and detection is the absolute best way to deal with cancer, and it's best to deal with it before you have symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that most of these cases, when the cancer spreads and that causes metastasis, ends up in our death.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to realize that what causes at least 90% of the cancer death is not the cancer itself,
mm-hmm.
is when it spreads.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with all tumors greater than 2 millimeters in size, they have to have a blood supply. And we now realize that circulating tumor cells or circulating cancer stem cells are extremely important in the early detection and the spread of cancers. And I myself do a test where I can test to see if there is cancer present and if there are circulating tumor cells. And then I test for 50 different natural substances,
mm-hmm.
as well as 50 different chemotherapies. And I tailor make the cancer treatments for each patient.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that the testing and the treatment should be individualized for each patient.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that the chemosensitivity testing?
Yes, I do chemosensitivity testing. I do nutritional intravenous.
Mm-hmm.
I use low-dose chemo. I use different things like intravenous therapies that I think we have to use to support our patients. And I never make the decision for the patient.
Mm-hmm.
I explain to them that basically it would be their journey, and I develop personalized cancer therapies based on what the patient needs and wants at that point of their cancer.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the sensitivity testing, do you send that to Germany or to another country?
Send it to Europe.
To Europe?
Yeah, we use different countries. We use different places.
Mm-hmm. And how long does that usually take to get the results back?
It takes 10 days to 2 weeks. You can figure out about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you found them very accurate.
My first case was my father. He had a bladder cancer,
mm-hmm.
and he was getting the wrong chemotherapy.
Oh.
And we were doing a German test at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up needing completely different chemos,
mm-hmm.
and natural substances.
Mm-hmm.
And I cured him of his cancer. And he just died from something else, of Alzheimer's, at the age of 92.
Great, good.
So, yeah, I think personalized cancer treatments are the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Now, in 2000, you were diagnosed with lymphoma.
I had a cancer in my chest,
mm-hmm.
and I cured it with natural therapies. I did not need chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, I was not aware of this test. I don't even know if it was available back 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we see all types of people from stage 1 to stage 4. Some of the stage 4s, we just do nutritional IVs. We do different amino acids. We do pain therapies. I think the patient has to be built up before we even use. And I don't use full-strength chemo. I use low-dose chemo.
Right, right.
Very low dose.
Right. Mm-hmm. And
but it's based on the test, so I know what to give them, so they have a fighting chance.
Mm-hmm. And is that with the insulin potentiation, or do you?
I use a targeted fractional chemotherapy. So I use different modalities depending on each patient.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely personalized, individualized care. Some people do well. They do well with vitamin C IVs,
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
different therapies, different oxidative therapies.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of at least want to talk to somebody and give them their option. Again, I'll never tell somebody what to do, but I'll give them. I explain to cancer patients, this is your journey, and I'm a conduit of information. And if they decide on natural therapies or low-dose chemo, that I can assist them with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you do when you had cancer?
I myself had some, I was eating the wrong food, I was overweight, I didn't believe in vitamins, I had some dental issues that I cured,
mm-hmm.
and for the grace of God, my cancer went away.
And what did you do?
I had my fillings pulled out, I mm-hmm. had my root canals pulled out, and I did different nutritional intravenous therapies. I got rid of my heavy metals. I got on vitamins. I detoxed.
Mm-hmm.
Got on some good food and raised my immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I did not need chemotherapy.
That's great. Good.
Yeah.
But,
you know, everybody's different.
Right.
And I treat each patient with dignity. And everything's different with each patient. And I think that's... That's up to the patient to decide. I give them all the information out there, whether it's biooxidative therapies. I use different therapies from Germany, from Italy. I do testing from Europe. And I'm an educator, so mm-hmm. I educate the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So to your listeners, I would tell them that it's not a death sentence. Cancer can be viewed as a chronic disease. And I think that's the best way to look at it. And I would tell them to seek out different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do it a lot different than I did 13 years ago.
Right.
And I would tell you to find an innovative doctor. I would tell you to seek traditional care, see an oncologist, see everybody, and then make up your own mind based on what you feel is best for your body.
Mm-hmm. It's been 38 years since I had lung cancer and was given 6 months to live. And
wow, Mazel Tov, that's great.
I also used all natural. I didn't use chemo or any of the contemporary treatments.
Well, you see, you must be a very focused person, because I do get some people, and they don't understand, for example, that sugar feeds
right.
cancer. Well,
right,
you know,
right.
that's pretty basic. Sugar feeds cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you go to your traditional oncologist, and they'll tell you on the way home after the chemo to have a Big Mac.
Right,
or
right.
Or to go have a Sunday.
Right.
I mean, they don't... There's a very good book that I would tell your listeners to read. It's called Cancer as a Metabolic Disease. And basically written by a guy named Seyfried, Seyfried. And he's a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a chemist.
Mm-hmm.
The book is... I would tell your listeners, I had to read it twice, but it is filled of miraculous natural cures. You should tell your listeners that what he's doing, he's shrinking cancers by starting it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's products that I use based on the science that have worked. I was in a meeting yesterday in Anaheim. It was two oncologists, and it was two naturopathic oncologists.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard both sides. So I heard about the test from Europe, and I do low-dose chemo, But then it was 4 days on intravenous nutritional therapies, and they presented to me stage four cancers that had been alive for 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just incredible stuff they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I would tell you all your listeners, number one, it's never too late. Number two, don't give up. Number three, see doctors after doctors after doctors and pick their brains and figure out the best program that works for them. Everybody out there should go and pick up some coconut oil. Coconut oil, the active ingredient in coconut oil is called median chain triglycerides. And median chain triglycerides have been shown to decrease cancer. You can starve it to death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cancer cells do not like median chain triglycerides. They presented papers yesterday where they're using vitamin D, with a shot, or even intravenously. They're
right.
Using vitamin K3. They're using vitamin C. We're using artemisinin. We're using dichloroacetate. We're using all these fabulous nutritionals, and believe it or not, they work. So the value of the testing is to find out exactly what works for you and get on those therapies. And that can actually figure out the kill rate of some of these cancers. So if green tea kills your cancer, get some green tea. If vitamin D kills your cancer, if dichloroacetate kills your cancer, these are non-toxic therapies that quite frankly are used all over the world.
Right.
And we will eventually start incorporating those into our program. But the problem is they're not a lot of, vitamin D is not FDA. Vitamin C is not FDA approved. It's a vitamin. So your drug companies cannot patent it.
Right.
They don't want to hear that, limiting your sugar starves your cancer, or getting on some coconut oil can starve your cancer. And unfortunately, going to your traditional doctors, you're not going to hear that.
Right.
It's kind of a shame. I just finished a book called Biology of Belief, written by a guy named Bruce Lipton. He's a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the positivity of the mind. It explains how these firewalkers can walk over fire but not burn their feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's the power of the mind. So I would tell your listeners, it's not a death sentence. It can be a chronic disease. But it's up to them to muster up some energy to go educate themselves.
How do you use that information with your patients? People like Bernie Siegel have been talking about the influence of the mind on the body for years and years, and you just mentioned Bruce Lipton. So how do you use that information with your patients?
I think that the positivity, first of all, mm-hmm. it's not a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, if you can project a good energetic field around yourself,
mm-hmm.
you can be around good people,
mm-hmm.
you can sleep 8 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
you can smile, you can watch funny shows on TV. I mean, don't go watch some horrible Law and Order where everybody's dying. go watch a comedy show.
Right.
If you can laugh, you can smile. The energy is transferred, believe it or not, with people you're around.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you really want to surround yourself by positive people. Bruce has written, he wrote The Honeymoon Effect.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Transforming Evolution. I would tell to start reading these things and project good energy and be around good people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it sounds strange from an MD
mm-hmm.
To sound like this, but I think the mind plays an important role in this whole cancer issue. They talk about this type C personality, where some of these people that wish they would die, they finally get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to, the depression, the anxiety, you got to fix your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fix your brain first, and you got to want to live.
Right.
And once you want to live, you'll seek out doctors. It doesn't have to be me, but
mm-hmm.
you'll seek out doctors that are like-minded and project a good field. And the field is important in energetic medicine. The field is important that you feel good with your doctor and you trust your doctor and you can communicate with your doctor.
Right.
And I think too many traditional doctors don't get that.
Right.
They walk into their doctor, they look at your CAT scan, they look at your PET scan, they tell you how many months you're going to live, they order chemo, they order radiation, and you're on a treadmill. And I'm not saying that's bad, but I'm just saying I offer people something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope what I'm offering them is something better.
me ask you about diet. Now, when I had cancer, my doctor prescribed fruit and vegetables, 75% raw, very much like a vegan diet now.
Sure.
I have nuts, grains, no simple carbohydrate, no dairy, no meat, no chicken, etc. But I hear people now talking about the ketogenic diet, where it's heavy, heavy protein. What are your thoughts on
Well, that if you read Seyfried's book, he talks, and this is why I was talking about the coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
The coconut oil, the medium-chain triglycerides, produce ketones.
Mm-hmm.
That's K-E-T-O-N-E-S,
mm-hmm.
ketones.
Mm-hmm.
Beta-hydroxybutyric acid. And these ketone bodies will actually decrease metastasis.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally believe that. I still maintain a ketogenic diet, and I've been in remission 13 years, and I still practice what I preach.
Do you eat a lot of meat and protein then?
I eat vegetable protein.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I'm not a meat eater.
Oh,
once
good.
In a while, I'll have some organic chicken at Costco. I'll have some wild fish if it doesn't have mercury in it, but I'm a kind of a vegetarian kind
mm-hmm.
of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can find non-GMO food, organic food, once you start cooking food, it becomes dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so much sure that dead food is really good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take that plant that's growing in the desert somewhere, that plant's living pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I take a lot of chlorophyll. I have a lot of plant-based protein, and I totally believe you got to limit your simple sugars.
Mm-hmm.
I think even recent studies have shown that gluten can actually cause cancer
mm-hmm.
because it's highly inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
So if your list is out there, I would avoid wheat, rye, barley, oats.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really tell them to get, we have a lot of medical foods that we give. So we use a lot of pea protein. I think vegetable protein is a much cleaner source.
Mm-hmm.
At least you're getting better, and then slowly you can introduce some of the other foods. But, you know, organic, non-GMO, no hydrogenated vegetable oil goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing is detox, detox, detox. So I get rid of people's heavy metals, aluminum, lead, cadmium, mercury. Are you familiar with oxidative therapies? Or,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I use a lot of, it's called O3.
Mm-hmm.
I use a lot of products like that from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I think I do that for myself. Some of them are not FDA approved, but when you have cancer, you kind of try everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I use for the patient whatever works.
Mm-hmm.
And I've accumulated this knowledge basically by meeting with doctors in Germany and Italy and Israel and Japan and China and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And you have lunch with them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the doctors, the meetings I go to, they had cancer, these doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit there and pick their brains. So basically what I'm offering people, I'm not saying not to go to the Mayo Clinic or the Cleveland Clinic or see the
mm-hmm.
oncologist.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. But I'm just offering something more, a bit more personalized
mm-hmm.
based on their genes and based on kind of in the new series. So I think it's much better to give the patient a fighting chance. If you have a particular cancer and I can do a test and find out vitamin C kills your cancer, in my mind, take some vitamin T or green tea or Q10 or there's a lot of therapies. They test for 50 different things, and then I can tailor make the chemos, low dose, based on what works for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at a meeting yesterday in Anaheim, and, you know, there are cancer survivors there for 13 years that are very similar to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk to them, and they're, you know, they have a glass of wine here or there. But they're careful what they eat. They maybe
right.
do the test every couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
They see what natural things to get. There's one lady that she does the test every couple of years and does a small dose of chemo, and she's alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I tell my patients, this is your journey.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where I come from, my mantra. But I'm always changing. And I'm always adding new things because there's new things being discovered every day.
Right. Now, you mentioned, and I was going to ask you about detoxing, but you mentioned that. Do you also have your patients take any kind of alkalizing agents?
Well, I myself was extremely acidic when I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I use an alkaline water.
Mm-hmm.
I have a machine that makes alkaline water.
Oh.
And for people who can't afford that, there's a product called Alka, A-L-K-A-V. You can buy that online. That's silica. And silica is highly alkalizing. And they can buy a little bottle, I think, for $20. It'll probably last a month. And they can put that in their water. But just remember that the water they're buying in the food store is extremely acidic.
Right.
The only thing they can do, they can go buy some sodium bicarb. And they can, there's baking soda, you know, sodium bicarbonate. And if they're not in heart failure or they're not high blood pressure, they can put a little bicarbonate in their water and turn it alkaline. And they can measure their pH, either saliva or urine. And they want to keep alkaline. You want to keep in the 7 range, a pH of 7, at least over 6.5. And they can pick up some, there's all things. There's lithium. There's, under a doctor's supervision, they can take some cesium. They can buy these products, but they really want to check with their doctor, and they want to be alkaline, of course. I totally agree.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything else then you'd like to say before we look at your products and services?
I would tell the patient, how many listeners do you have?
I have about 90,000 a month coming to my website, and BBS Radio, where I have my show, has 250,000 subscribers and an average of 10 million hits a month.
Wow, that's incredible. I would tell the people out there, number one, it's prevention, prevention, prevention. So my mantra, basically, I want the listeners to know that we all have little batteries in our body, and these little batteries are called mitochondria. And in the mitochondria is where these things happen called free radicals. And it's thought now that cancer is caused not by mutation. Mutations are only 5% of the deal. So it's not genes, for the listeners. It's when these mitochondria get free radicals. So how do you get rid of these free radicals and keep your mitochondria strong? You take your antioxidants. You take your vitamin C, your alpha-lipoic acid, all your Q10. So I would tell all your listeners to go out there to a like-minded practitioner. I measure free radicals in all my patients. They want to keep their mitochondria strong. They want to detox. And they want to get on a good prevention plan. So what's a good prevention plan? They want to get on a good pharmacologic blend of vitamins. They want to detox their body. And they want to go on, I use bioidentical hormones. And I would say that would be the first plateau. So keep your mitochondria healthy. If your mitochondria stay healthy and you've detoxed and you have low toxic load, you lower your chances of cancer dramatically. Number two, food, food, food. They presented a paper yesterday where by keeping your blood sugar low, you can actually prevent cancer. So that's incredible. That's fascinating. So you can get on a ketogenic diet. You can limit your carbohydrates. You can get rid of the gluten in your diet. So that'd be number three. Number four, if you do have cancer, or let's say you want to know if you have cancer, your circulating tumor cells, tumor cell analysis is basically, they presented a paper, if you do have these circulating tumor cells, what do you do then? Well, the first off, you want to make sure you don't have cancer on an MRI. Okay, fine. If you don't have cancer, that means you have an 8 to 10 year window to clean up your act, which is really awesome. So if you do have circulating tumor cells, I would tell people to get on natural substances, and we can check this, that will lower their circulating tumor cells and eventually erase them. Well, that's just incredibly fascinating. Now, if you do have cancer and you do have circulating tumor cells, so everything that I just told you, plus finding out what to take and finding out what chemotherapies to use and use some oxidative therapies, which I can discuss in one-on-one with my patients, and get on a low-dose chemo, and I can tell you this does not have to be a death sentence. But there are doctors like me. We're across the country. We're across the world.
Right.
And you got to find a like-minded guy that understands the biochemistry, which I measure in people, which understands this mitochondria, the free radicals. I can look at your mutation rates. I can look at your aluminum, lead, cadmium, mercury. And I can prevent the cancer. I can slow its progression. And God willing, we can people like you and me and like-minded people, we can eventually lower cancer rates in this country and reverse it. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, cancer 100 years ago, there was not a lot of it.
Right.
So what has changed? The genes have not changed. The environment hasn't changed. So the big thing is to clean up our environment. And I would tell government officials, I would tell the president, the congressman, the grassroots people, we've got to fix this planet.
Right.
The planet is getting polluted.
Right.
And who suffers? You and me.
Right.
People like us, grassroots. So it's going to be a concerted effort to clean up the planet. If not, cancer rates, Alzheimer's rates, heart attack rates are going to be astronomical.
And death
and
rates.
We're going to, really.
We can't survive.
What's going to happen to our planet?
Mm-mm. With the food supply and the water and the air and everything polluted, we can't survive unless there are changes.
And this is what Lipton's book was called Transforming Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about the death of humans as you and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
So unless people like you and me get to the politicians and get the big business and get to the corporations,
mm-hmm.
you and I, people like us are going to suffer.
Right.
You know, who's making the money in the world? It's the drug companies.
Right.
It's the big monopolies.
Right.
And who's suffering?
Monsanto.
People like, now, exactly. I mean, you and I have, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
We've evolved.
Mm-hmm.
But what about middle America?
Right.
What about, it's really, and it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's up to each individual listening out there to be proactive.
Right.
And take control of their destiny. So,
right.
I mean, that's what I would tell your listeners. Take control
right.
of your destiny.
Good. Now then, tell us about your products and services and how the listeners can reach you.
My website is www.deansilvermd.com. That's
mm-hmm.
deansilvermd.com. I have a video on there discussing a lot of this. I have patient testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through the different disease processes. I just don't focus on cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I focus on autoimmune disease and heart disease and hormone balance. And I do some Lyme. And I try to focus on the individual. So I do a personalized medicine. I sit a long time and I talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
I ask them where they were born, if they were involved with, if they live near a steel mill. If they, you know, things like that
mm-hmm.
that I think very mm-hmm. important in their life.
Right.
I try to get to know my patients.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and my office number is 480-860-2030. That's 480-860-2030.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you very much. This has been interesting, and I know it will be helpful to the listeners that are especially interested in preventing cancer, but also those that have it.
I hope I can make a difference in people's lives. That's my karma. I really want to help people, whether it's helping them lose some weight or lowering their cholesterol or treating them after heart failure or rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or Alzheimer's, I think, or cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I think these therapies, an individualized approach. And
right.
I think on my website, I got a lot on Alzheimer's, for example. My
mm-hmm.
father died of Alzheimer's, interestingly enough, at 92.
Mm-hmm.
That's after I cured his cancer. So I would tell the listeners out there to educate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not with me to find some doctor in their local town. I'd be walking. I see people from all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be more than willing to get them on the go, communicate with their local doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I have to see people at least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this can be handled over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I do need to see people at least once a year.
Great. Good. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me. I hope I can make a difference.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Denise Marie, publisher of A Distinctive Style magazine, at www.adistinctivestyle.com, has brought us another great magazine, the Spring 2013 issue, that is filled with inspirational stories and music, as well as information on social, health, and life issues. Because of my years working with homeless populations, I was immediately drawn to the story and trailer on Homeless to Hollywood that tells of a girl with a dream of being an artist who was also homeless and afraid of telling her classmates because she thought they would make fun of her. She and her family moved from shelter to shelter over 30 times, but she continued her dreams and painting to become an artist. The recent documentary in her name won an Academy Award for Best Documentary Short Film. Another human interest story is about Tim Harris, a restaurant owner who gives out hugs to all customers. Tim, who has Down syndrome, lives a productive life and talks about his life, marriage, and future. Two musical segments were memorable for me. One was the story and music video of Sister Rosetta Thorpe, the godmother of rock and roll, who performed in the 30s and 40s. This great music brought back memories of visits to the jazz and rock and roll clubs when I lived in New York City in the 50s. The second segment was a video by Josh Groban singing his new song, Brave. He has sold over 25 million albums, and many of us know him and his music. Social issues, including the fracking potential in New York State, the FDA approval of aspartame as a hidden, unlabeled additive in milk and other dairy products, the harmful effects of the microwave, the dangers of five chemical companies taking control of our seeds and its influence on food safety and diversity, and stopping violence against women with February 14, 2013, the V-Day to involve 1 million women and those who love them to walk out, dance, rise up, and demand and end violence. As the new Healthy Living editor, I wrote an article on holistic approaches to preventing and treating wrinkles without surgery, and also interviewed Dr. Fred Pescatore on natural ways to deal with seasonal allergies. Last were articles on Ann Richards, the 45th governor of Texas, and the new one-woman Broadway show on her life, and another story about her daughter, Cecile Richards, who has been a strong advocate for women and involved in issues ranging from Roe versus Wade to more recently joining Planned Parenthood as president. With these and other stories, you won't want to miss this issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. My second guest, Lori Beck, is the author of Living to Tell, Surviving Incurable Cancer Without Killing My Mother, My Granny, and My Ex, a memoir of her healing journey after receiving diagnoses of incurable cancer. Lori is also a Pilates and Reiki instructor, a wellness expert, and a jewelry designer. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Lori, and I look forward to hearing about your cancer experience. Now, first, when you were diagnosed with cancer, you chose not to have the conventional therapy. Why did you decide that this was right for you?
Well, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And what helped me, or what helped me make my decision, or what was key to my decision making, was I had gone to my first doctor and they looked at what I had, and, you know, they told me they don't see this type of cancer often in women my age.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I was 42 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they had said, you know, this is rare, we don't really have a cure, and if we do the chemo route, we can't guarantee that it's not going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of took that information, I digested it, and I got a call. Well, my mom was involved, and she said, Lori, you need to get a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got that. I listened to her, but I did get, at the time or now, I live in Florida, and my mom lives up in Boston, and she wanted me to fly up to Boston, and, you know, that's an all-day affair to get on a plane and try to get up there just to go to a doctor, and, you know, I kind of listened, and then I didn't listen, and I got a second opinion, but it was from the fellow doctor, from the original doctor that I went to. And he said the same thing. He said, this is rare. We don't see this. If we do the chemo, there's no guarantee. We can't tell you if it's going to, you know, we see it. It usually comes back. And so I had two doctors say the same thing. And then something said, listen to my mom. And I flew up to Boston, and I went to Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. And I went to the top lymphoma doctor there who said again, same thing, you know, this is rare, this is, you know, it waxes and it wanes. So it can come and it can go. And because, you know, lymphoma is considered everywhere in the body, because your lymphatic system is everywhere. But he said something completely different. He looked at me and he said, you know, there are no guarantees, but what I would suggest is watchful waiting. And I had never heard that, and he explained the reasoning behind it, and I kind of liked what he had to say. And so I ended up kind of going with my gut instinct or feeling, and I chose the watchful waiting route.
Good. Now, I'm surprised because my understanding, unless I have understood wrong, is that non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is one of the few things that chemo is effective for, that plus testicular cancer and one other. But I understood from the alternative physicians that that was one of the things that was successful. But I could be wrong. You had it from three different people, so I will. I'll look it up after I get off the. You know, to correct myself if I'm wrong. But that's what I remember hearing.
I think it depends. You know, there's, and don't quote me 100%, there's 32 or 33 different subcategories of lymphoma. So it really depends on the type of lymphoma that you have. And, and I've worked with many, I've worked with a handful of people that have had lymphoma, and they did do the chemo, but they had more of the aggressive type. Mine was considered a slow-moving, indolent, you know, it had all kinds of chronic, all kinds of categories added on to it.
Great. Then, Lori, what did you do to heal yourself?
I did many, many, many things. The first and foremost was I needed to eliminate all stress and negativity from my life. And that was, that I would say that was probably number one. And, you know, we all have stress. I had endless amounts of stress, but I didn't realize it until I really had to look at it and start deciding what was going to be tossed away. Stress was one. Two, I didn't realize how toxic my, you know, you can have toxicity in your body, but I didn't realize I had toxicity in my mind, too. And so I had to kind of clean house as well with getting rid of any negative thoughts I had, or I had to forgive, I had to forget, and I had to start focusing on me.
Did you do anything with your diet?
Yes, I did. Let's see. I've always been kind of a health freak or a, you know, fanatical about how I ate, but I didn't realize how some of our foods are enhanced, or there's all these additives, there's hormones, there's antibiotics, whatever being infused or pumped into our meats, or hormones pumped in our milk. And so I started educating myself right down to the water we drink, and I became very fanatical about testing my water and what I was drinking and not drinking, I'm sorry I'm going to say it, but bottled water, the, you know, the plastics that the water sits in. And yeah, so I became more educated and more aware, and then I learned and figured out very specific things that would help with inflammation and how to get inflammation out of my body.
What was that? Was that your diet too?
Diet was key, but...
supplements?
You know, I'm sorry, say that
did
again.
Did you do supplements?
I did not.
No.
I did something even more potent than that. I actually, for the first time, had gone and did some acupuncture. And when I left, there was a bag of herbs sitting on the counter for me, and they were actually Chinese. It was Chinese medicine herbs, and I brewed those herbs, and I drank 30 ounces a day of a formula that was designed specifically to support the liver and the spleen.
Great. And you think then that this did it, this combination?
I think it was a culmination of things. I do believe that the acupuncture, the Chinese medicine, drinking the herbs did a major, major detoxing of my body, because I'll never forget, as I was drinking them, I basically couldn't leave the house after 3 o'clock. You know, there was, I had to just stay in the home. I had canker sores coming out on my mouth, on my tongue, rashes kind of coming out on my body, and I used to ask the doctor, the Chinese medicine doctor, I'd say, well, is this normal? And he'd say, Lori, that's just pulling everything out of your system. And I had to trust what he was saying and believe, because at first I was very skeptical and very scared.
Then how are you different now than you were before your cancer experience?
I am different in so many ways. I mean, it would take hours and hours to explain or even share, but it does amaze me, because people will look at me or be around me and they'll say, I want what you have. And I'm not talking materialistically. I think what they're saying is, how do I get that peace that you have when I'm with you? You're so calm and peaceful. And I believe that, you know, this created such a change and a shift. You know, we're all going to die at some point. You know, some of us sooner than later. And I think when you realize that, you appreciate and you live each day and each moment and each second with so much passion, and you're just okay. It's hard to explain.
Then, Lori, what do you recommend to others facing a diagnosis like yours?
Oh, boy. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind, and if anybody, and again, you don't just have to be diagnosed with cancer. People get diagnosed with all kinds of crazy things that, you know, are life-changing or devastating. The first thing is, always get a second opinion. And well, I guess my lesson was, I actually went to the fellow doctor of the main doctor I went to. Well, he had the same protocol, but find two very different doctors, mm-hmm. you know, that have maybe a different belief system.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's really key,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. in the healing journey of, and then second is you need to take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, a doctor has obviously is more educated than us and has done the work, but it's like anything, you have to step up to the plate and realize that you're on the team too.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, when a doctor says something to you, research it, learn about it, understand it. What does that mean? Or what are the things that I can do to get to another place?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's many things I could say, but those are, I mm-hmm. believe are the two. You know, get on board with your team of doctors and be a part of your healing.
The internet makes this much easier now than it was 38 years ago when I had cancer. So I think that that's good advice, and there's no reason why people can't do that at this point. Unless they're old, many of the older people do not have computers, like my brother. He's
right.
91. He doesn't have a computer. But most other people, the younger people, all have computers.
I'm going to say a positive and a negative to that. Yes, I love now sometimes if I have something, you can go to that web doctor or web MD or whatever, and you can kind of research and, you know, if you need to know, check a mole or this. But I will tell you that I actually got obsessed and I was creating my funeral because I read really what was going on and what could happen, and it was very scary. So you have to kind of know that fine line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you're not the doctor, but yes, you need to educate yourself, and thank goodness that we have the internet. But I'll never forget, there was one night I was up till like 2 a.m. and I'm reading all the subcategories of, because originally they thought I had leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading about leukemia, and you know, there was like four different types, and there were two that were very, very bad and two that were livable. And
mm-hmm.
you know, if you don't know all the facts, you can scare yourself to death.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, okay, so that's good to know and helpful to those people who are addicted to the internet.
Exactly.
So if you would then tell us about how people can locate your book, and if you have a website, and if you provide any services or products.
Well, the first thing is I do have a website, and it's my name, Lori Beck, and it's spelled LaurieBeck.com. And then my book is also on Amazon, and I don't have any products. That's
mm-hmm.
not who I am. I was on a mission. It's a very interesting story. I had no really desire to write a book. I own a Pilates studio. I work with a lot of clients physically, and I help them heal, you know, lots of lower back issues,
mm-hmm.
hip, knee.
Mm-hmm.
And the book, when I went to the doctor and I sat down. I was in New York and I was having lunch with a doctor, and I kind of told her what I had and my story. And she looked at me and she said, "Lori, you need to write your outcome, because we just don't see this kind of outcome." And I finally got affirmation of what she was saying, because I was just on the Dr. Oz show, because, again, you don't see, and even he said this, I'm a one percenter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that hits home when you listen to that and you say, wow, you know, because you don't realize. But I also took part in my healing journey, and I know a lot of people do, but, you know, you have to really, you have to get in there. You got to get in there with them.
Now, if people are interested in your Pilates classes, do they go to your website also to find out more about them?
Well, there's two ways, yes. You would go to my website. I do have a whole jewelry line that I kind of designed to go with my book, so I shouldn't say I don't have, but that's more of a passion. It's I work with crystals, and I love the benefits and healing crystals, so I have a jewelry line called Cibella, which means beautiful energy jewelry. And then, yes, you would find my Pilates studio on there and then my book. But a lot of people come to me through word of mouth, which is nice.
Great. Well, good. I thank you very much, Laura. It's been interesting and will be helpful to those that have a similar diagnosis that want to try a more natural approach. So I thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I hope that even if we touch one life, that's all that matters.
Right. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all previous shows for the past 5 years for your listening pleasure. You will find these under the blog. You will also find the latest research on cancer and the various topics, and a search engine on the right that will allow you to look for specific topics or specific speakers. You will also find under the store 2 of my books for sale, You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions and Healthy Holistic Aging, A Blueprint for Success. You will also find some ebooks and a CD on smoking cessation. I also invite you to my website, beatlungcancer.net, where you will find all of the interviews that I have had about my latest book, You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions. You will also find the endorsements, the table of contents, and other information about this book. I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.